Okay, Rabbi, so today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. We're up to two lines from the bottom of Ayin Beis, Amid Beis, where the Gemara begins, V'hai, L'hochi Udiyasa, Hamiboyelei, L'kidasanya. Now, what is this all about? You'll recall that when we started off the new parak yesterday, the Mishnah began, Eilu Menochais Nikmotzois, the following Menochais, you have to take a Kmitza, and the Kmitza has to be put on the Mizbeach, V'shirayim L'kohanim, and the Shirayim goes for the Kohanim. And the Gemara started off and asked, Mi Nolon, how do we know that that's the halacha, that the Shirayim go to the Kohanim? And the Gemara said, What are you asking? That's such a silly question. It says Befeirush in the Torah that my many of the menachos, it says, enumerated very clearly that you bring the korban mincha, v'hanoiseres mimena yoichlu aharoin uvanav. And even where it doesn't say that with respect to a particular mincha, you have the catch-all, which says, v'zoyis teres ha-mincha hakrib oisa b'nei aharoin. And then subsequently it says, v'hanoiseres mimena yoichlu aharoin uvanav. And so therefore, every time you bring a korban mincha, v'hanoiseres mimena, the shirayim go to Aharon Avonav, to the Kohanim. So, Bazoi, what is your question? Says the Gemara, you got a good point. My question is really not by a mincha of chitim, my question is really by the mincha of se'orim. Which menachos come from se'orim? Barry, which menachos are from se'orim?
The mincha of chinaos, the sota, and the omer, that's it.
Exactly. And by neither of those does it say, so how do I know that the Shirayim over there go to the Kohanim? And then the Gemara said, well, according to Rabbanan, it's also not Shver. The question is really according to Reb Shimon. What's the difference between Rabbanan and Reb Shimon? As you recall, we had yesterday, according to Rabbanan, every single mincha is nikmetzes. We go and give a kmitza, with the exception, of course, of the minchas koyim. With the minchas koyin, it's kol tia loisi ochel ba'esh tisaref. That certainly applies to a minchas nedova according to everybody, because the pasuk says expressly, v'chol minchas koyin kol tia loisi ochel. What about a minchas choyte of a koyin? Minchas choyte, of course, is that third level of the carbon ole v'yored. So there too, the Mishnah said, v'gabi minchas choyte on the third line, once again, the kmitza goes on the mizbeach, and the shirayim is eaten by the kahanim. But Reb Shimon said, "One second, and my friend, that if you have a minchas choyte of Yisrael, what happens if you have a minchas choyte of a koyin? What do you do then?" So the Tanakhama holds that what you do is it's just like any other korban mincha that is brought by a koyin. You don't take a kmitza, you just take the entire mincha and you put it on the mizbeach. Reb Shimon and our Mishnah respectfully disagreed and he said, no. You have to go and take a kmitza and put that on the mizbeach. And since we're talking about a minchas choyte shel koyin, you put the shirayim also on the mizbeach. Ooh. So therefore the Gemara said, according to the Rabbanon, every single korban mincha that you take a kmitza of, then the shirayim go to the kahanim. The minchas koyin, where you don't take a kmitza, you just put it on the mizbeach. However, according to Reb Shimon, that holds the gabi a minchas choyte shel koyin, that it's nikmetzes, that you put it on the mizbeach. And then you put the shirayim also on the mizbeach. How do we know by the minchas ha'omer and minchas kenois, which are both from se'orim, that once you put the kmitza on the mizbeach, that the shirayim are nechal lekohanim? Maybe, theoretically, according to Reb Shimon, since it's se'orim, it's not your korban minchas chitim, maybe, in fact, you should put the shirayim also on the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, that cannot be, because I have a posik, and the posik is four lines from the bottom of Ayin Beis, Omid Beis, Omer Chizkia, V'chol mincha belula v'ashemen v'achareiva l'chol b'nei aharoin tia ish ki ochiv. Now, what is this pasuk mincha belula v'ashemen v'achareiva coming to tell us? Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Em eina ini l'belula shel chitim, because for that we had already the prior pasuk, zois toides ha-mincha, which we brought five lines earlier. V'haneseres mimene yoich l'har nuvanov, So I don't need the pasuk v'chol mincha b'lulav ha'shemen v'achareva to tell us the din of b'lulav shalchitim or chareva shalchitim, that it's eaten by the kehanim. I know that already, v'anayseris mimena. So what do I need this pasuk to? Says Yimarim, ene inyel b'lulav shalchitim, teneu inyel b'lulav shal si oirin, which means the minchas hu omer. V'im eno inyel chareva shalchitim, teneu inyel chareva shal si oirin, which is the minchas soita that the husband brings together with his wife, if chas v'sholem there is a problem of a possible znus. Oh, so therefore, since I don't need that posik, the gabe chitim, the posik therefore is talking about tzoirim for our drasha purposes, and it says l'chol b'nei ahar and tia is a simen that the shirayim goes to the kehan. Yes, Robert has a question.
I don't understand, which is the minchas chitim that is chareva? We know that by minchas kanoa is by shairo is the minchas soite. Where do we find minchas chareva b'chitim that we mentioned before?
And minchas chote, which is on the third level of the korban oile v'yored. There are three particular aveiros that the Torah says at the end of Parshas Vayikra, last week's parsha. Those three aveiros are, Barry, you want to remind us what the three aveiros are for purposes of a korban oile v'yored? Very good. Shuas bitoy, isha sheyivatibus v'sayim lahora oile hetiv.
There,
no, in fact, the Torah says very specifically on that minchas chote, la yosim aleh Hashem and la yitin aleh levoina, don't even think.
This is the chitin chareva.
Correct. And you remember Rashi says, based on our Gemara hymn, Tzechus Menachis, that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't put on shemen or levoina, that this person should be ashamed that unfortunately he did this Avera, and he shouldn't go out proudly and say, oh, look what a beautiful mincha I brought, mit ala pichivkis, with all its trimmings, with levoin and shemen. So therefore, it's a dry mincha. Getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara now focuses on the use of this pasuk, v'chol mincha, belula, v'shemen, v'chareva, which teaches us that Shirayim go to the Kahanim, says Yimar, that's what you use the Pasuk for. And the Gemara is going to bring now a very lengthy Braisa, which is going to take up about three quarters of the Omid Aleph on Ayin Gimel, as you will see. We only need one line of that long Braisa, which is going to use this Pasuk for a different drasha. That's why the Gemara is asking. That's what the pasuk comes for. It comes to tell us a different drasha. What is that? Look at the sign. Menayin shein cholkin menoches kineged zvochin. Now, as you know, at the end of the day, when you were doing the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, then there would be the head of the Beis Av that would now split up the spoils for the day. When I say the spoils, during that day, a whole bunch of kabanis chatas, osham, shlomim, etc., were all brought that day, and you have the various parts that belong to the Kahanim. In the connection with, of course, all the Kodshi Kudishim, the entire carbon goes to the Kahanim, with the exception of the Emerin that go on the Mizbech. When you're talking about Kodshim Kalim, like a Shlomim or a Toida, at least they get the Choz V'Shoik. Now, how do they split it up? So the Rosh Beis Av goes and splits it up among all the people of that Beis Av, as well as the people of the entire Mishmar for the whole week, because they are doing work there in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, besides that, of course, there were menachos that were brought that day, and once again, in the Korban Mincha, they also split it up among the Kahan. So what happens if one Kohen says to the Mamunah, you know, do me a favor, I'm very, very careful now, I'm on a strict, strict diet, I'm not taking any carbs, don't give me any Mincha. I only wash on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. I don't wash during the week. Give the mincha to somebody else and give me an extra portion of meat, because I haven't eaten meat in a long time. I wouldn't mind taking an extra piece from a chatas or an asham or something. Or you can have the other way around. Somebody goes and says, I'm very, very worried about cholesterol, and therefore please don't give me any meat. I'd rather go and take an extra piece of matzah of one of the menachos. Says the Gemara, that the Bali, Rosh Av, Rosh Beis Av, Rosh Mishmar, doesn't do that type of exchange. Everybody gets their portion in every single carbon. How do you know you don't make an exchange like that? Talmud, it says in the Pasuk, B'chol ha-mincha she-ti ofer batana l'chol b'nei ha-haren tia ish ki ochiv. Now, the Gemara has taken two fairly long psukim and has truncated it into a one-liner, one-and-a-half lines. For those of you that have the Torah or HaSholem, you'll see that you have two psukim back-to-back. B'chol mincha asher ti'ofer batanur, that's referring to the minchas ma'afei tanur. B'chol nasa b'marcheshes, that's the minchas marcheshes, the deep pot. B'yal machvas, that low-lying frying pan. B'akoyin ha-makrib oisa loisiyah. Next pasuk. B'chol mincha b'lulav ha-sheva b'chareva. Oh, that's the pasuk that we were just discussing a moment ago. Any mincha was b'lulav ha-shem in your regular minchas nidova. Any minchas chareva, such as the minchas chotei. L'chol b'nei ha-haren tia ishki achiv. Now, our Gemara is assuming that the l'chol b'nei ha-haren tia ishki achiv modifies or refers to the entire two psukim. So the pasuk that began, the mincha ma'afei taner, and the marcheshes, and the machvas, and the mincha belula, and the mincha chareva. In every single case, the chol b'nei ha-haren tia ish ki achiv. And the Gemara is explaining now, what do I need this lengthy two psukim for, and the fact that the pasuk ends, the chol b'nei ha-haren tia ish ki achiv. So basically what's happening is, the Gemara is going to say that virtually every word in these two psukim is Iberic, it's redundant, because we already have psukim elsewhere that go into more detail in the Mafitaner, in the Marcheshes, and the Machvas, and therefore each one of these is coming to tell you another halacha legabe, what you can call chalipin, or cholkin bekarbonis, about making a switch with someone else in the in eating and consuming all the karbonis. Now mind you, we're only really talking about the distribution at the outset. Whether or not the Kohanim between themselves, after they get their shtikalach of each carbon, whether they can go and switch with their chaver sitting next to them, that's already a machloikis harishayim. However, our Gemara doesn't go into that. We're talking about the initial distribution, and there, the distributor has to give everybody the same from every single carbon. And if there happen to be five karbonis chatas, each of the Kehanim get a kezayis or more, or whatever is available, of each carbon chatzas. And if there happen to be 10 karbonis marcheshes, each kohen gets from each carbon marcheshes. It might have been, if you would, you might have thought it would be more logical that if you have 5 or 10 marcheshes, then give each kohen one piece of one marcheshes. And therefore they get a larger size, so to speak. But that's not what the Gemara is going to tell us. So now that we've gone through that brief hakdama, the psukim are going to go very, very quickly, one after the other. So again, we started off, how do you know you don't make a switch, the distributor that's handing out, the gaba, so to speak, who's handing out all of the spoils for the day, that you don't get a mincha keneged zevach, tamaloymer. We never find in the Torah that if you cannot bring a carbon zevach, that you go instead and bring a carbon mincha. What is the Gemara alluding to? The Gemara is alluding to is that there are three karbonis in the Torah that if a person cannot afford to go and give a behema or bring a behema, he can go and bring oifos. The one that is most familiar to us is the carbon oile v'yoyre that we speak about all the time. You can't afford the kizba or sehira, then you bring the karbonis, the oifos. Similarly, what happens if you have a yoyledes, a young lady that just gave birth? Oh, Baruch Hashem, she has to go and bring a carbon. If she's a yoyledes ashira, she brings an oilas behema and chatas oif. If she is an aniya, then she just brings two oifais, an oilas oif and a chatas oif. Oh, so you can't afford a zevach bedalis, you bring an oif. And similarly, if you have a korban of mitzoyra has to go and bring three korbanos together, an osham, a chatas, and an oila. and all three of those are behemoths. What happens if he cannot afford three behemoths, Oshem, Chatas, and Oila? Then what he has to do is, instead of the Chatas and Oilas behemoth, he can bring a Chatas Oif and an Oilas Oif. So in all three cases, Bedalis, we made a switch in the Torah between bringing a Zavach and Oifas. So says Gemara, just like you said, that we make a switch in the actual Kabbanis themselves, so maybe we can also make a switch between two Kehanim, one who got a piece of Chatas behema, one person got a Chatas Oif, maybe they can also switch. So those are Gemara yet. You cannot go make a switch of a mincha for a zevach, because we don't find in the Torah that a yerledes or a metzoira or the carbon oile v'yoire person who cannot afford behemoths can go and bring menoches. I only find that he can bring oifes. Maybe, in fact, we could make a switch, a mincha for an oif, because the mincha and oif, there we do find that there was kamutachtei and bedalis. What does that mean? That means that by the carbon oile v'yoyred, if you're not able to afford the oifes, then you bring menochais. Oh, so a mincha and a zevach to go make a switch, you cannot, because we don't find any source in the Torah. But a mincha for an oif, maybe you could make a switch, because by the second and third levels, by the carbon oile v'yoyred, instead of bringing oifes, you can go and bring menochais. So therefore maybe the gaba, who's distributing all of the shtiklach, can go and give somebody a more of a mincha and less of an oif, and vice versa. Tam loyme, that's why the pasuk continues on. V'chol nasim marcheshes, l'chol b'nei aharon tia ish ki achiv. Yochol yechlek u'menoches k'neged oifos, sh'alo l'minei domim v'alo l'minei k'mochim. Maybe you cannot make a switch from menoches to oifos and oifos to menoches, because they are very, very different. Oifos are domim. There's blood involved, not a whole lot of blood, but you have to do at least a mitzoy and or hazoh on the mizbeach, depending whether it's an oil or whether it's a chatos. But this is kamach that you go and put on the maracha. So therefore, maybe that's why you can't make a switch menachas for oifes. But maybe yechleku oifes kenegid zvachin shalolav alolav minei damim. Maybe you can make a switch between oif and a zevach, meaning I don't want meat because I'm worried about the cholesterol, but I'll take an extra piece of toyer or ben yoina instead. How do you know you cannot do that? Tamaloimar, the almachvas, the chol b'nei aharon tia ishki ochiv. Rashi points out the obvious, and that is a carbon machvas is a carbon mincha, has nothing to do with an oif, it has nothing to do with a zevach. True, but Rashi says, since im einoy inyan, I don't need it for purposes of hilchos menachos, because I've already covered the waterfront by hilchos menachos, that you don't switch a zevach for a mincha, and you don't switch an oif for a mincha. So I'm going to learn the almachvas to tell you about other kabbanis, that you don't switch or exchange an oif for a zevach. Yochal yechleku oif is going to get zvachem shalolu asiyosin biyad valolu asiyosin bekli. Maybe a zevach and an oif yitaka don't make a switch because they are fundamentally different. A zevach, you have to take a kli, meaning a sakin, a chalif to shecht. Masha enken, you're talking about oifits, it's malika with your thumb. Avyechleku menachos keneg menachos. She'elu ve'elu asiyosin biyad. Maybe we should switch a mincha for a mincha, meaning I want I like kneglich, I don't like pancakes. So therefore, I'd like to have an extra piece of minchas marcheshes and give my friend next door, let him have a mincha, a little extra piece of minchas machvas. Tamaloyman, no. V'chol mincha belulav ha-shemen. V'chol b'nei aharon tia ish kiyochiv. Okay, even before we continue now, Rabbi Isai, this is where we're focusing in the Braisa, and this was the original Gemara's kash. Remember, the Gemara said, what do I use v'chol mincha b'lulav ha-shemen v'chareiva for? To go and tell you that Elibid Reb Shimon, that if you had a carbon minchas se'oirin, then the shirayim are nechal l'kehan. We give them to the kehan. We don't have a pasuk b'feirish on point. So we learned v'chol mincha b'lulav ha-shemen v'chareiva. The Gemara asked, v'hai lo'achi yudi asa, but I need it for another drasha. What's the other drasha? This drasha right over here. V'chol mincha b'lulav ha-shemen. to go and tell you, don't make an exchange between one mincha and the other. So you're going to tell me, okay, but we didn't dash in v'chareva. Oh, that's going to be the next drasha of this price. Zok tomorrow, yochli yechliku machvas kenegi marcheshu, marcheshu kenegi machvas, shezu maaseh koshem, shezu maaseh rakin. This happens to be maaseh koshem, meaning that typically the minchas machvas is more dense, is thicker, it's harder. Masha enke the minchas marcheshu, since it's in this deep pot, that it's usually much fluffier and much softer. Av yechliku machvas kenegi machvas, marcheshu kenegi marcheshu. Reuven and Shimon, Reuven brought a minchas machvas, Shimon brought a minchas machvas. So instead of each koyin receiving a small kezayis from from Reuven's machvas, and a small kezayis from Shimon's machvas, maybe give each person a double portion from Reuven, or a double portion from Shimon, instead of giving from each one individually. Oh, so I used both the lula v'chareva, and that's what the Gemara's kasha is. How can I use it to teach us the din of shirayim ne'cholim l'kehanim? I use it for the din of switching and exchanging one portion for the other. But we're not finished with the braisa yet. Continues the braisa. We said before, you don't make any switches by mincha or by zevach or oifois. Everything that we spoke about until now were kodshe kudushim. Every mincha is kodshe kudushim. Every karbin oif that is nechal kehanim, the chatasa oif, is kodshe kudushim. The zvachim that we were talking about, kodshe kudushim. The question is, what about kodshim kalim? Meaning, by kachim kalim, the kahanim get the chozav v'shoik, both by the shlomim and by the toida. So maybe there I can go and make a switch. I don't like so much the choz, I want more shoik. Or I don't like the shoik, I want the chozav. Or maybe a mincha instead of kachim kalim, etc. Ta'am aloimer ishki achiv. That's the extra ishki achiv. It could have just said l'chol b'nei aharen. Why does it have to say ishki achiv? Ishki achiv comes to tell you, even by kochim kalim, the same halacha applies. And the posik, not the mamish, the posik right after that, but shortly thereafter that the posik continues on, the im al toida, so says Rashi, the smichus apsukim, ishki achiv, im al toida, toida being a prime example of kochim kalim, to go and tell you, the kishem shen chokim, kochim kudushim kachin chokim, kochim kalim. And with this, we've gone through the entire laundry list of karbonos, starting with a mincha, a zevach, oifos, kachim kudushim, kachim kalim. Every one of them do not make switches and exchanges. Okay, now let's get to the end of the pasuk. Ish ki achiv, ish choylik v'afilu balmum, v'en katan choylik v'afilu tam. The reason why it says in the pasuk ish is to say that he has to be at least bar mitzvah and ish, and since the Torah doesn't restrict the kabbonis only to the kehanim who are tmimim, even a kohen who's unfortunately a balmum, even though he cannot do the avoida, nevertheless, if he happens to be part of that base av or that base mishmar, then he can go and get a portion. However, if you have a cotton, he's not an ish, he doesn't get a chelik, even if he happens to be a tam. Now, when we say that he doesn't get a chelik, that doesn't mean that you cannot give him a portion. And the pasuk says, "Kol zochar b'kehanim yoichel oisa." He's entitled to eat. He just doesn't get an automatic chelik, a portion apportioned to him. So with this, we've concluded this fairly lengthy brisa, and now we have our kasha. What do I use v'chol mincha b'lulav v'shemen v'chareiva for? Do I use it for yesterday's drasha to tell you shirayim necholim lekahanim, or do we use it for today's drasha to tell you about the switching and exchanging portions between one koyin and the other? I can only use lechoyra, the posik, for one drasha, not for both. Everything moral who mikol nafka. What means mikol nafka? Meaning, this din that we were learning says b'chol mincha belula v'achareva. So it says in the pasuk kol mincha. Ah, so from the extra word kol, that's why I'm learning the extra drasha. In other words, your question was, how can I use the same pasuk for two different drashas? The first drasha is from the fact that it says the extra word mincha, And that mincha comes to include not only chitim, but even a mincha of si, oidim, that the same halacha applies, that it's the shirayim is nechal kahana. The kol comes to tell me the din of the switching of from mincha to machvas to marcheshes, etc., like the Gemara brought before. I need the call to go and tell you the din of Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Back on Samach Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara had a dialogue between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. You'll recall that Rabbi Shimon holds that you can go and bring three different korbanos ma'afetana. A person who wakes up on Wednesday morning and says, I hereby take upon myself a neder or nadava to bring a korban minchas ma'afetan. What does he have to bring? Says Reb Shimon, he has three choices. Choice number one, he can go and bring chalois matzois belulois bashemen, or he can bring rikike matzois mishuchim bashemen, or he can bring a combination of the two. Five loaves of chalois, five loaves of the rikike matzos mishuchim basham. Three different options. However, Chazal, especially Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, respectfully disagree and say you only have two choices. You can either bring the chalis matzos belulois basham, or the rikike matzos mishuchim basham, but you cannot bring a combination of the two. How do I know that? Zokt Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because it says throughout the parsha of Karban Mincha that you can only bring one min and you cannot go and bring two minim together. If a person says Hari Alai Mincha, he cannot bring half Marcheshes and half Machvas. If he says Hari Alai Machvas, he can only bring a Machvas, he can't bring half of a Marcheshes. He can only bring one min at a time. And so therefore, if you take upon yourself a Mafetaner, says Reb Yehuda, you can either bring the Chalis Matzos, or you can go and bring the Rekike Matzos, but you cannot go and mix and match between the two, only one min. Where does Reb Yosef Yehuda know that from? He knows it from the extra word, kol. Ah, so in Bazoi Freyti Mora, so didn't you just tell me that we're learning the kol to go and tell us the exchange and the switches in the karbonis that are being distributed at night? Says Yomar Elahu may vichol. Ah, the pasuk says vichol mincha blul vashemen lechol bnei harim. So therefore, basically, Yomar is telling us is from this one pasuk we're learning three drushes. We have the extra mincha, we have the extra kol, and we have the extra vav of vichol. One of these drushes we're going to go and use to go and tell us that by a minchas se'oirim, the shirayim, it goes on the mizbeah, and I'm sorry, the shirayim is nechal kahanim. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, we're going to go and learn the din of that chalipin and cholkim bekotchim, that you can't switch one for the other. And finally, we're going to learn Rabbi Yosef Yehuda from the extra vav, this din that to exclude Reb Shimon, that if you bring a mafei taner, you can only bring chalois or rekikin, but you cannot bring both. So that's the end of this shtickel. Ravina Omar. Ravina was also bothered by the kasha that we asked, that we learned from the Chomin Chablul Vashem Vachareva. I need it for the din of the chalipin, of the exchanges between Koyin and Koyin. So to my Ravina Omar, Asim Netani Levi. I'm going to learn this din of the everything is, all the shirayim is always nechal kahanim. I'm going to learn it from a new drasha from Tani Levi. What's Tani Levi l'chol kabana? L'chol minchasim, l'chol chatasim, l'chol hashamim, ma'ishi yeshiva li. What is this pasuk talking about? So you have in the Torah Or HaSholem, it's ois gimel. This is a pasuk which you have in Parshas, either Shlach or Koirach, in the middle of Bamidbar, that is, I believe it's in Koirach, that is splitting up or telling us about the Chof Dalid Matnois Kahuna, that the Kehanim are entitled to 24 separate presents. The one that we think of on a regular basis, of course, is Truma. We think of Trumas Meiser. We think of Bechoir. Even that's Bizman Azeh, we have the Pinyon Aben. we have the Petach Hamor, all that goes Kahan. But besides that, the Pasuk enumerates, V'zel yir lecha mikodesh ha-kadosh min ha-esh. You're also going to go and get from the Kabbalah. What are you going to get? Kol Karbanam, lechol minchasam, ulechol chatasam, ulechol ashamam, ashe yeshiva li, kodesh kadoshim lecha, hu ulevanecha. All of this goes to Harim and to his children. All of these Karbanas. What are you going to do with all these Karbanas? They're going to go and eat the Shirayim. Ah, the Shirayim is nechol lekahan. Ezot yet simoyim. Funny lady. Back to our Gemara, lechol Karbanam, ulechol minchasam, ulechol chatasam, ulechol ashamam. What do these words come to include? Kol karbana l'rabbi is like shemen shel mitzoyra. As you know, by the mitzoyra, besides the osham and the other two kabanas, we also bring along the loik shemen. The loik shemen is used, number one, to put on the behoinois, that's the right thumb of the hand, the right thumb of the foot, as well as on the oizen, and then whatever the kohen has left over in his hand, he goes and puts on the roish of the mitzoyra, but you still have shemen left behind in the loig, in the container. That loig is eaten by the kahan. What's the chiddush? This pasuk that we just quoted says, and the loig shemen, no part of it goes on the fire. There's no kmitza of this loig shemen. Nothing goes on the fire. And therefore, I might have thought the kohen does not get it. Kamash v'lon, no, the kohen gets to eat the remainder of the loig shemen shel matay. The pasuk continues on the chol minchasim. The rabbis minchas oimer minchas kino ois. That there too, the shirayim is nechal kahan. So kadai tachamina, since it says in the pasuk v'ochlu oisem asher kupar behem omrachmana, that typically the reason why we give the remainder of the karbonis to the kahanim to eat, because it affords a certain degree of kapara to the person who's bringing the carbon. And here, v'hai, these two karbonis, the minchas ha'omer, hai lahatr ka'asya, the minchas ha'omer is coming to be matir chodosh, the idach, and the other one, the minchas kenois, nami levar ka'asya, it's to be mevar avayn, whether or not the soita sinned or not. So I would think that perhaps these are not given to the kahanim to eat, because it's not an ochlu oisam asher kupar behem. There's no kapara in the eating. I would think it doesn't go to Kahan. Kamash malon, it does go to the Kahan. Oh, so before we continue on, we now have a second drasha to tell us the din, that even by a mincha of se'oirim, mincha se'oimer, mincha kenois, mincha se'oita are both se'oirim, then there too, the shirayim are nechal lekayhan. Fine. So we don't need to come on to the pasuk. B'chol mincha b'lulu b'shem l'chareiva. I learned it from this din ulechol chat lechol minchasim, that it goes to the kah. Right. Good. Continue on the pasuk. Lechol chatosim. The rabbi's chatos oif, that's eaten by the kayhan. So kedai techamin a nevela he. I would think it's a nevela. There was no shechita done on it. It was a malika in the back of the neck. Oy, 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 metunish acid, it's nevela. Kamash malon, they can eat it. L'chol ashamam, the rabbis asham nozir, v'asham mitzoyra. Those two, it's ne'achal l'koyhan. Pray to more asham mitzoyra behedik sebe. It says in the pasuk, ki kachatos ha'oshim hula koyin. That this asham mitzoyra is just like a karm chatos, it's ne'achal l'kohanim. So in Bazoi, what do I have to have? L'chol ashamam, both for Hashem Nozer and Hashem Metzoyra, says Yomar, you're right. El Rabbi is Hashem Nozer ka Hashem Metzoyra. In the Chanami, this L'chol Hashemam is only referring to Hashem Nozer. The fact that the Brisa said Hashem Nozer, v'Hashem, instead of the Vav, v'Hashem Metzoyra, Hashem Metzoyra doesn't need a pasuk. That says Befeirish, it's Lakoy. So take the Hashem and make it like Ki Hashem, that Hashem Nozer, just like an Hashem Metzoyra, that what, that it's nechal lekoihan. The whole purpose of the Hashem Nozir has nothing to do with kapara. It's to be machshir, this Nozir, to be able to start as Naziris again, because the Hashem Nozir is brought by a Nozir Tamei, so he has to restart as Naziris from day one again. So it's lahachshir, kamash valan. This Hashem Nozir also is eaten by the Kahan. And the pasuk continues on, Asher yeshivu li, this is zeh gezel ager, that if a person stole from a ger, and the ger left no yorshim, then you take that money and you go and give it to the kahanim of that mishmar. How do I know that Asher yeshivu has something to do with gezel ager? So Rashi says, because if you look in the parish of Gezel Ger, it says, Oshem Hamushav Lahashem Lakoyim. The Oshem Hamushav that is being returned, this Gezel Hager, goes to the Koyim. Oh, so Hamushav and Asher Yeshivu is their Gezel Hager. And the pasuk ends off, L'chohu Ulevanecha, Shalchohi Ulevanecha. Once you receive these portions, you can take them, and instead of eating them, you can even go and be Mekadish and Isha. Feel the Kadish boys Isha. Of course, it has to be worth a Shava Pruta. But if it's worth a Shava Pruta, a person could go and use it for Kesef Kedusha. And that's what you learn from Shulcha. Anyway, but the point of all of this is, from this Braisa of Tanit Ve'Levi, that I have a new Mokar, that even by Minchas Oirim, we say that it's the Shiraim is Nechal Kahan. And with that, we put two dots, and we start a new shtickle now. Omer Avuno, Shalmei Oivdikachavim Oilois. What is this all about? The Gemara is going to bring in another few lines a posik of Ish Ish. If you want, we already have it here in Torah Ora Shalim Ois Aleph. The Gemara is going to quote it at length later on. Tabel Harvel Bonavel Kol B'nei Yisrael, the Amar to Aleim. Ish Ish, mi Beis Yisrael, mi Neger Yisrael. Asher Yakrav Karbona L'chol Nidreim L'chol Nidvoisam Asher Akriva L'Hashem Li'Oilam. Now the Ish Ish, the Gemara is going to tell us shortly, comes to be Marben not only Ayid, but even a Gentile. A Gentile can also bring Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. And the famous case that we always reference is always...
Gotcha.
Yeah, what? Okay, bear with me one moment, Robert. I'm going to try to address your question. The Pasuk says, Ish, Ish, that comes to be Marba, even a Gentile can go and bring a carbon. And whenever we talk about this, we always make reference to that terrible tragedy because of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, that they sent the carbon. There was nothing wrong with a goy bringing a carbon. The problem was that they made a slit either in the lips or in the ear or whatever, where by the goyim it's not a problem because as far as they're concerned, that's not a mum, it's only mechusar eiver. Anyway, that's the tragedy or part of the tragedy of Tisha B'Av. So it says, ish, ish, even a goy can bring a carbon. Now the question is, what type of carbon can he bring? There seems to be somewhat of an inconsistency in the pasuk, because the pasuk says, Asher Yakrav Karbonei L'chol Nidreim, U'l'chol Nidvoisam, any neder, any nedava. Now a neder nedava, of course, includes, at the very least, an oila, but also, for instance, a carbon shlamin, or a carbon toida. You can't bring a chatzus v'yosha as a neder or nedava, then you can only bring it if chas v'shalom the person has sinned. However, if he wants to bring a neder nedava, he can bring a shlamin every day of the week. If he has a reason to go and thank Hashem, and we all have reasons to thank Hashem, he can bring a carbon toida, he can bring a carbon oila. So it sounds like a Gentile can bring any carbon. Same thing with a carbon mincha he's bringing as a present. However, the pasuk ends off, Asher Yakriv Hashem li oila. Ooh, sounds like he only can bring an oila. So make up your mind, can you bring any carbon or can you only bring an oila? And we're going to see that this is a machloikis, in fact, between... You didn't bring the third chedek? Okay, yeah, it should have it, yeah? Starts with Ayin Beis.
Good.
So the pasuk has come to tell you, so we have now Machloikis thing, we're going to have Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the pasuk is very broad and you can bring any carbon, a goy can bring any carbon. According to Rabbi Kiva, you can only bring a carbon, oila bilvat. So this is going to be the discussion that we're going to see. Getting back to this particular Gemara, this was Rav Huna on the bottom of the Amid. Rav Huna says, even if the goy happens to be a great scholar and he knows all about karbanis, and he says, Rabbi Yisai, Hari Olai Shlomim, I want to bring a carbon shlomim because I have learned in Cheder, in the Christian Cheder, that a shlomim brings peace on the world because you give a peace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aymerin on the Mizbeach. He give a peace to the Kahanim, the Choz, the Bishoik. He give a peace to the Baalim, the rest. I want to be a peacemaker. and therefore he brings the Karbi Shlamim, says Rafuna, it's automatically converted to an Oila, even though he said Shlamim. Why? Iba Yisei Mekrov, Iba Yisei Mesvar. Iba Yisei Mesvar. Why is he bringing a carbon in the Jewish Beis Hamikdash? Obviously, he's doing it l'shem shemayim, he's doing it l'shma, and he doesn't know all of the nuances about karbanis. So he says, I want to bring a carbon shlamim, like all the Jews do. Since it's liba l'shemayim, the kavana is, says Rashi, kol l'shemayim. If you look at the Rashi, the second line from the top of the Yomit, liba l'shemayim, kavanasi hu, Shehei karbanoisiv kolil l'shamayim v'loi shiyoichlu. If he is bringing a carbon to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, he means it with all of his heart and all of his soul to give it all l'shamayim, and therefore it's automatically an oil. Iba yiseima kra ashiyakrivu l'Hashem l'oil. Oh, this is the pasuk that we were citing a moment ago, that the pasuk says at the end, even though he says, I'm bringing l'chol nidreim l'chol nidvoisem. It makes no difference. Ashi kriva l'Hashem li oila. Automatically, it's converted to an oila. Kol the makarvi oila leheve. Automatically, it's an oila. So the Gemara is now going to discuss this at some length. Masiv Rav Chama Bar Guria. At the moment, we don't know about this machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. We only know about Rav Huna. That Rav Huna says that every carbon that a goy brings automatically gets transformed into an oil. So most of Rav Chama Bar Guria, a goy was menadev v'karm shlamim. Nisanan liYisrael, Yisrael oichlan. Nisanan lekoyin, a koyin oichlan. If after he brought the carbon, now we have this carbon shlamim, he says, you know what? I'm concerned about cholesterol. I'm not going to go and eat from the meat. I'm going to go and hand it over to my good friend, Yankel Goldberg. Yankel, you can eat the carbon shlam. Or, he says, I want to go and give it to my friend, Yankel Cohen. And he gives it Yankel Cohen. No problem, he can do that. What do you mean he can do that? Didn't you just say, Rav Huna, that automatically every shlam is converted into an oila? He can't give it to a Yisrael or to a Cohen. You got to put on the Mizbeach, like a regular carbon oila, which is Kula Kolil. So l'chayra, this price is a direct hit on Rav Huna. Amar Rabbeinu Nishve, Hachik Amar, Amanas Yiskapa ben Yisrael, Yisrael Oichlan, Amanas Yiskapa ben Koyin, Koyin Oichlan. What the Gemara means to say is, if the Oivet Kachavim is bringing it for himself, then automatically, when you bring it for yourself, then it's the guy is bringing it for himself, even though he calls it a carbon shlamim, it gets converted into an oilam. Here we're talking about a situation where the goy has two next door neighbors. Both of them are Jews. One is Yankel Goldberg from one side, the other is Yankel Cohen from the other side. And he's making small talk with them, and he's asking, where are you going now? And each one says, I'm going to take a loan. Why are you taking a loan? Because we both promised to bring a carbon shlomim in the Beis HaMikdash, and we cannot afford it. After all, before Pesach, all the prices go up astronomically. I just can't afford to bring Karm Shlomim, and I have to bring one now, because I'm going to go to Yerushalayim. This is my opportunity to go and bring my Karm Shlomim. Besides the Shalmei Chagiga and the Shalmei Nedava, and the Shalmei Simcha, I want to bring a Shlomim. Yes, Shelley, you have a question.
That's why it's called Pesach, because you have to pay a sach.
Wow, that was great. That was great. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, getting back to... by the way, the reason why one of the reasons that's given that at Seder night we speak a lot about Hashem's taking us out of Mitzrayim, etc. Of course, the pasuk says "V'yigadat l'vimcha b'yemulayim." That goes without saying. But in Svarim it says, I believe it's in Zohar, that another reason for Pesach is not because of that you're paying asach, but because Peh, your mouth, sach, should be talking and talking and talking about the neflois that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made for us in Mitzrayim and in Kriyas Yamsuf. Peh, sach. Anyway, thank you. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So, Gemara is talking about that both Yankel Goldberg the Yisrael and Yankel Cohen the Kohen both promised to go and bring a carbon shlamim. Neither of them can afford it, and therefore they're taking out loans. And the goy, who's very benevolent and beneficent, says, you know what? Here is $500 for you to buy a Karban Shlomim. Here's $500 for you to buy a Karban Shlomim. Can he do that? After all, any time a goy talks about Shlomim, it's automatically transformed into an oiler. No, says Rava. Avad, if he's bringing it for himself, then it's an oiler. But if he's giving the funds and bringing the Shlomim on behalf of Yankel Goldberg, then it does not get transformed because the Kabbonis are being sponsored not for the Gentile himself, but for the Yisrael and the Koyin respectively. If you look at the Rashi at the very top, the fifth line, the Yisrael was mechuyev to bring the shlam, and the goy brought it on his behalf. Yiski Yisrael bebasar yoichle. Avnei destam shlamim nehevi oila. If he brings it himself, it's an oila. He brings it on behalf of the Yisrael. So here, I made it a little bit more dramatic with the loan, and I gave him the money. No. Apparently, the goy himself went to the base of Migdash, and he said, I'm bringing today three kabbanis shlamim. One for myself, one for Yankel Goldberg, and one for Yankel Cohen. The one that he brings for himself is transformed into an oiler. The one that he brings for Yankel Goldberg, he gives to Yankel Goldberg, and the one that he gives for Yankel Cohen goes to Yankel Cohen. Okay.
What if he brings a nekeva? A shlomim can be a zachar nekeva. An oiler can only be a zachar.
Mm-hmm.
So if the guy comes to the base of Midrash with a nekeva and says, here, I'm bringing my shlomim, what do? You can't bring it exactly. You have to wait till it gets a mum and then transfer the money to an oiler. What do you do?
It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe they'll tell him, hold on to this carbon and wait till it takes a bal mum. But in the meantime, bring another behemoth for your carbon oiler. Chavesnish. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Masav Rav Shizbi, Eilu. Okay, so we answered the Kasha and Ravuna. Next Kasha. Masav Rav Shizbi, have another Brisa. The following kabbonis mincha, you take a kmitza, shirei is the kahanim, including minchas oiv de kechavim. Now, where did we find this? This is our Mishnah, the Mishnah that we learned yesterday, right? Eilu menachas nik matzois. We had a list of 10, and one of them was the minchas oiv de kechavim. So the Gemara asks, l'choira, if the basis of Rav Huna's halacha that every shlomim gets converted into an oila, then the same thing should apply to a mincha as well. Why? Because again, he means it l'shem shemayim. If liba l'shemayim, it's an oila, as well as, in other words, put the whole thing on the mizbeach, and you have the pasuk, whatever neder unadava asher kriv l'shem li'oila. So why do you say that the mincha goes to shirayim l'kahanim? L'choira, it should have the din of an oila. So this is the machloikis that we referred to earlier. The whole thing is not shver. It's a machloikis, the sanya. Ish, says in the pasuk again in Torah or Hasholim Ois Aleph. Tava b'nei Yisrael, v'yamarta aleim, ish, says twice, ish mi beis Yisrael. So one ish is good. It's saying any yid of Klal Yisrael wants to bring a carbon, bring a carbon. But why did it say matam aleim ish? Any type of neder, any type of nedav. How do I know even a shlam tamalayim in nidreya? Toyde minayim tamalayim in nidvoisa. Minayim l'rabisa oivoisa v'hayayin v'halavoyne v'ha'etzim tamalayim nidreyim l'chol nidreyim. Nidvoisa l'chol nidvoisa. Any type of conceivable carbon that a yid can bring, a Gentile can bring as well. Note just for a moment that he writes also, that's going to be important in another few lines, so just put that in the back of your minds, that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you can even bring a carbon of yin. In other words, you can be menader nesachim. That a yid can be menader nesachim, that's a dover pashit. What he's telling us is that even a goy can menader niske yayin to pour on the top of the mizbech. Continuing on, so why does it say oila at the end of the pasuk? Oila prat l'naziris, divrab yoisi haglili. The only carbon that he cannot bring is a carbon nazir. Now why can't he bring a carbon nazir? Explains Rashi very simply, because a Koi cannot take upon himself Naziris. I mean, if he wants to say that I'm going to refrain from wine and I'm going to refrain from taking haircuts because I'm tight, but he does not get the status of a Nazir. Only Nazir is Ish, or Ish, Kiafli, Linder, Nazir, Nedr, Lashem. Only says Ish once, it doesn't say Ish, Ish. Only a Yid can become a Nazir, so only a Yid would have the Korbanos of Naziris. So when it says Oyla comes to exclude those types of Korbanos, if a Goy says, I take upon myself Korbanos Naziris, that's Dvorim Betalim, Umevutalim, Lo Sharirin, Veloy Kayomim, Klal, Uklal. Goodish. Then Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So therefore Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That when he, I'm sorry, just the opposite. Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, Oymer, Asher, Akriva, Lashem, Li, Oyla, Eli, Ela, Oyla, Belvad. That's it. No matter what the Koi says, I want to bring a Mincha, I want to bring a Shlomim, I want to bring a Toyd, I want to bring a... Anything and everything that he says automatically gets converted into an Oyla. And that was Rav Huna that we had at the top of the...
You stay or go, but it's very distracting when you keep calling in and out, okay?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Sir, you're welcome to sit here and join us. Would you like a gemara?
No, I want to dive.
The
I want to listen a little bit also.
Okay.
But sit down. Don't come in and out.
Respect this with Tommy, if you're pleased.
And you don't close the door when you're in.
Okay. So we're going to continue. Yes. Okay. So the gemara continues on. So we finished. So we answered our kasha. Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Kiva. Next shikur. Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Kiva. What did Rav Huna say? What was Rav Huna's halacha?
Allah, only in Allah.
What does Rabbi Kiva say?
Only in Allah. Sorry.
No problem. So Rav Huna and Rabbi Kiva are on the same train of thought, same approach, same attitude, same halacha. Only Ella Oyel Bilvad. That's it, Rabbi Sai. Fine. With this, we have answered the kashas on Rav Huna. Now the Gemara asks a separate question. Remember, according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, what do I use oila for? Prat l'naziris, which means to exclude that a Gentile does not have to go and bring korbanis nasi. Frey Timora, mehocha nafka, mehozam nafka. And we go now to the parish in parishes Nosoi, to the parish of Naziris. That's what it says. There's no such thing as a Gentile taking upon himself to be a Nazir. So Ibazoi, if he can't be a Nazir, what do I need two droshes to go and exclude Naziris? Says, if we would only have one pasuk, I might have thought the only patur that he has is that he doesn't bring the karbonos at the end. But if he wants to become a nazir, he becomes a full-fledged nazir, like it says in the Torah. Presumably at the end of the 30 days, since naziris is only 30 days, at the end of that, I'm os nazir and finished. He doesn't have to bring the karbonos. And therefore, kamash malon, that's why you have to have two psukim. One to tell us that he cannot become a Nazir, and another posse to tell you that he doesn't bring the Karbonos Nazirus. The Mefarshim ask, L'choyre, if he cannot become a Nazir, then he cannot bring the Karbonos of a Nazir, because after all, he's not a Nazir. How can, it's like a person who wants to bring a Karbon Chatzos when he didn't do an Aveira that's Mechayiv a Karbon Chatzos. When you want to bring a Karbon Asham, and he's not a Nazir, and he's not a Metzoira, and he was not Moil Behegdish, and he didn't do any Gzelis and Gnevis, and he didn't take a Shiv Harufa, etc. He can't bring a Karbon if he can't bring a Karbon. So what do you need the two Psukim for? One, to tell us that, number one, that he's not a Nazir, and number two, not to go and bring a Karbonis Naziris. So the Mefarshim asked that Kasha, and the answer that they give is that, like we had in the Gemara before, about the this is a toisis of Masechtas Nazir. We said before that there would be a different loit Rav Huna and Rabbi Kiva if a Gentile brought a carbon oila for himself. I'm sorry, if he brought a carbon shlomim for himself, it would automatically get transformed into an oila. But if he brought a carbon shlomim on behalf of Yankel Goldberg or Yankel Cohen, we said it would stay as a carbon shlomim. Oh, see, so here you have the same thing. Einachanami cannot bring a carbon nazirus for himself because he's not a nazir. But what happens if he wants to go and bring a carbon nazir on behalf of Yankel Goldberg the nazir or Yankel Cohen the nazir? Can he bring their kabbanis? That's why we have the second mir to say no. Not only can he not bring the nazirus kabbanis for himself because he cannot become a nazir, but he cannot even bring kabbanis nazirus for his two friends who are now ending their 30 days of nazirus and they need to bring their kabbanis. He cannot bring these kabbanis on their behalf. That's what Tosis says in Maseches Nazir on Daf Samach Aleph. Okay, continuing on the Gemara Yet Keman Azla Tanan. Thank you very much. Keman Azla Tanan. Who is the Tana of the following Mishnah? Where is this Mishnah? This Mishnah is in Maseches Shkolim. Hodit Nan Omer B'Shimon. Shibet Dvarim Hiskinu Bezdin. There's made seven takonis. And one of them is, he sent the carbon oila, he lives in Europe or in America, so he sent this carbon oila FedEx with someone. And he also sent with the carbon oila the nesachim. Apparently he was well trained, so besides the carbon oila, he's also bringing the minchas nesachim. Zog the Gemara, crave mishaloi. We accept both the oila and the nesachim, and we bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. The Imlav, what happens if he only knew about the Oila, he didn't know about the Nesachim? Then Krei Mishal Tzibur. Then we're going to take money from the Lishkas HaGozes to pay for the Minchas Nesachim to accompany his carbon Oila. Zokti Mara, Leim Rabbi Yosi Aglili, V'loi Rabbi Kiva, L'choy is only Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Because Rabbi Kiva says that the only thing that a Goy can bring is Oila, Oila, Oila. It says the Pasuk Asher Kiva L'Hashem Li'Oila. Nothing more, nothing less. But here it says that he can also bring his Nesachim. If he can bring his Nesachim, it sounds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that in addition to the Oila, he can also bring the Mincha and the wine. So Timur Nishka Raya, Afilatim Rabbi Kiva, Oila V'chol Chaverta. Or there's another gears on the side, V'chol Avizroha, which means the Oila and all of the trimmings, all of the accessories. Since every time you bring a carbon oil, you have to go and bring a minchas nesachim, Avada Rabbi Kiva agrees that when it says in the pasuk, "Ishiakriva Lashem li oila," that a gentile can bring an oila, it means the oila with its trimmings, whatever comes with the oila package, right? You get those of you that go and get a yontif package, which includes X, Y, and Z. He's bringing an oila package, which includes the oila mit amincha mit the nesachim. That the Torah permits, even according to Rabbi Kiva. Robert, do you have a question?
Yeah, what about the Inessa? He's sending wine.
Is the sugya about this isn't?
The yain, it would have to be certified kosher by the Vedats and by other worldwide international rabbinical kashrus organizations that it's kosher. Otherwise, you would not be able to come and take the Inessa and pour it on the Mizbech. So we're talking about a situation where there was no question that the yain was kosher. Continuing on the Gemara, Man Tana L'Hara Tana Rabbanan, who is the Tana of the following Braisa? Vushtayn the Braisa. Ezrach, the Vushtayt Ezrach. You have a posik here. Ois Gimel Kola Ezrach Yasek Kocha Es Eilu L'Hakrev Isha Reich Nichoyach L'Hashem. And that posik is talking about bringing Nesachim as a present to the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbech. Okay, so since it uses the posik Kola Ezrach Yasek Kocha, Ezrach means citizen, comes to exclude. Ezrach may be nesachim, may be chavim, may be nesachim. A goy cannot bring yayin for a nesach as a nedova or a neder to the Beis Mikdash. Yochalei tehei oilosei teuna nesachim. Oh, I would think that if that's the case, when he bring a korban oila, he cannot and should not bring the nesachim, because Ezrach excludes the goyim. Tamaloi merkocha. No. You bring an oila, you got to bring the nesachim with it. So, Frank Timar, Mani, who's the Tana of this price? Loi Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Loi Rabbi Kiva. Why not? Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Ho Omar Afilu Yayin Nami. Didn't we say, remember, we spoke about this 5 minutes ago, that in the middle of the Omid, in the middle of that price, it said that the Goy can bring Oifois Yayin Levoina Eitzim, because it says, L'chol Nidreim, L'chol Nidvoisim, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So, therefore, you can even bring Nesachim, even Yayin. And here it says, no, he cannot bring yayin. If you're saying, he said, only oila, only oila, only oila. And this Bryce says that he brings the oila together with the nesachim. So, of course, on Rabbi Akiva, it's not shver. We already gave the answer a moment ago that it means the oila v'chol chaverta. True, but we're going through the drill again, so to speak. Says the one, ibayisem Rabbi Yisraeli, ibayisem Rabbi Akiva. The price can go according to either one. Ibayisem Rabbi Yisraeli, sami miyahi yayim. Go back to that price that we had earlier and take out the word yayim. The goy can go and bring oifois, mit levoina, mit eitzim, yo, but not yayin. Why? Because I have a pasuk ezrach, only a yid can bring the sochem yayin and not a goy. So that's one easy teret. The boyisayim Rebbe Akiva, oilav chol chaverta, like we said earlier in the previous brisa, that when Rebbe Akiva says it, it says in the pasuk, Ashekiva Lashem li oily can only bring an oila, means the oila package together with the minchas nisach. Fine. Remember, we had a machloket between Anakama and Reb Shimon. What happens if a kohen brings a minchas chote? Normally, a minchas chote is brought like any other carbon mincha. The only difference is that you don't put on shemen, you don't put on levoina, you put a kmitza on the mizbeach, and the shirayim is nechal likoyhanim. What happens, however, if it's a kohen that brings a minchas chote? So why should there be a difference? Because every time a kohen brings a minchas nidova, b'chol minchas kohen kol tia loisi ochel be'eshti saref, it's got to be put totally on the mizbech. That's by a minchas nidova of a kohen. What about a minchas chote of a kohen? What's the halacha here? Oh, so there already is a machloikis between the Tanakama and according to Reb Shimon. Both agree that you put the whole mincha on the mizbeach because it's kula kolil, since it's a minchas koyim. The machlokes is, do you put it in one stage or in two stages? Meaning, according to the Tanakama, kulan, there's no kmitza whatsoever, kula kolil. Just like every minchas koyim, you take the whole minchas chote, you put it directly onto the mizbeach, no kmitza. Reb Shimon said, no. Just like every other minchas chote, it's nikmetzes. Here too, you take a kmitza. But since it's a minchas koyim, after you put the kmitza on the mizbeach, you take the shirayim and put those also on the mizbeach. So you put it in two stages. Okay. Break the moment on immediately. Where does Reb Shimon take this from? It's on Rabbi. It says in the pasuk by the minchas chote, remember minchas chote is the third level of the mincha, not the mincha, of the carbon chatas ola v'yoreit. What does it say in the pasuk? Ois dalit in the Torah or Hashalim, v'chiper ola v'akoyin al chatosei asher chota mi'achas mi'eila, v'nislach lo'i v'hoysa la'akoyin ka mincha. Okay, so pashup shad is that this minchas chote, which is brought, he's going to get a kapara, v'chiper ola v'akoyin, and this minchas like every other minchas nedava, the koyin will eat the shirayim of the carbon mincha. That's the poshup shot. However, the Gemara darshans it a little bit differently. Tan rabbanan v'hois lakoyin kamincha shetei avidasa ksheira boy. V'hois lakoyin kamincha is coming to tell us what happens if a koyin is bringing the minchas chote. He can do the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, normally, who can do the avoida? Only those kohanim that are designated because they're part of the mishmar or they're the base av of that mishmar. If you have stam any regular kohen coming to Beis Hamikdash and saying, "I want to do avoida today," we tell him, "Mister, it's not your turn. Figure out which mishmar you are of the 24 mishmarois, Yedaya, etc., and then you can come at that time, or you can also come by the Shalish Regolim, when all the Kahanim go and participate in the Avodah. But otherwise, wait your turn. However, if a Kohen wants to bring his own carbon, Shlomim, Oila, Mincha, whatever it happens to be, he is entitled to go and do the Avodah that day for his carbon. Okay, we're going to learn more about the other... What does it have to do with then? So what's my intimate then?
That you could, whenever he has a desire to do a kohen, you can do it.
Oh, so Reb Chesky was here together with me, says there's another pasuk that tells us that. Uvav v'chol avas nafshay. And if you look in Daf Ayin Dalid Umid Aleph, you go down about a quarter down the Umid, the Gemara is going to tell us, Talmud Loyma Ivo B'chol Aves Nafshe. B'Shei. Correct. Why do we have to have both Psukim? That's going to be the beginning of tomorrow's Daf in Yetzisha. But in the meantime, we have this Pusik, Vois Lakoyin Kamincha, says the Gemara Shetei Avoidasa Ksheira Boy. If he himself, this Kohen, brings in his own Minchas Choyte, he himself can do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Right, tomorrow at Oyim should have a Rosh Hashanah boy. Oy, ain't it Ella Hatter Minchas Choyte Shul Kehanim? Maybe Hois Lakoyim Kaminchas come to be matter the Minchas Choyte Shul Kehanim. Then maybe you can go and eat the Shirayim from it. Ayumani Mekayim V'chol Minchas Koyin Kol Tia Loisi Ochel. How can you talk about eating Shirayim from a Koyin? I stay to a Minchas Koyin Betunish. That's Minchas Nidvasoy. Avchei Vasoy Teinei Chalas. Maybe the pshat in the pasuk v'hoisel akoyin kamincha is coming to tell us if you have a minchas choyte of a koyin, that this is like kamincha, like a regular mincha, where you take the kmitz and you put a mimmins beach, and the shirayim is nechal akehanim. Ah, it's a minchas koyin kolti. Maybe that's only by minchas nedava. Maybe not by minchas choyte. Tam aloyim v'hoisel akoyin kamincha. Makish chayvosei linidvosei, ma nidvosei ainin echelis, just like the nedava is kula kolil, af chayvosei ainin echelis, it's kula kolil, it is not eaten by the kohen. So what did I use vohis lakoyin kamincha? To tell us shetehei avidosek sheira boy, that he can go and do the avoida for his own cart. Reb Shimon. Okay, so far, what have we learned, according to the Tanakhama, that a minchas koyin choyte, or minchas choyte of a koyin, is kula nisrefes on the mizbeach, einin necheles, and therefore, don't bother making a kmitza, just take the whole mincha, and put it on the mizbeach the way it is. However, Reb Shimon disagrees. Remember, Reb Shimon says, first you do a kmitza, put the kmitza on the mizbeach, and then you put the shirayim on the mizbeach. Where does Reb Shimon take this from? Reb Shimon. V'chinema v'hoisel koyin kim minchas soy. You would be right to go and say that the minchas koyin, minchas choyti of a koyin, is like the minchas nedov of a koyin, that the whole thing is kula kolil, no kmitza, put it all on at one time, if we say voice like koyin kim mincha soy. V'alei nemer ela kim mincha, ela lahakish, what does it come to tell you? Therefore, lahakish minchas choyti shel kehan kim minchas choyti shel Yisrael. In which respect? Man minchas choyti shel Yisrael nikmetzes. Just like a minchas choyte of Yisrael, you have to take a kmitza and put the kmitza on the mizbeach. Ah, minchas choyte shel kehanim nichmetzes, you have to take a kmitza and put it on the mizbeach. Oy bazoy, she's suddenly telling me, oh, the minchas koyin, a choyte who's a koyin, it's just like that of a mincha of Yisrael. Iman minchas choyte shel Yisrael nichmetzes shireh ne'acholim. Ah, minchas choyte shel kehanim nichmetzes shireh ne'acholim. That's what I might have thought, that the shirayim are eaten just like the minchas choyte of Yisrael. That's why it says kamincha. Tamaloyim lakoyim kamincha, lakoyim kamincha, v'loy li'ishim kamincha. It has a din of a koyin and not of ishim. Now on the surface, this sounds strange. It's lakoyin and not li'ishim. Fakert, the whole thing goes li'ishim. So we're going to see the Rashi in a moment. Okay, tzad koyim etzkarev le'atzmai, v'shirayim kreivim bi'atzmai. So that's the end of the Gemara for today. And what the Gemara is telling us from this braisa is Reb Shimon learned from this pasuk that you put both on the Mizbeach, but not together as one, but in two portions. But we still have to understand, what is this drasha? Lakoyin kamincha, loy li'ishim kamincha. Fakert, the whole thing goes li'ishim. What's loy li'ishim kamincha? So you look at the Rashi at the top. By the way, I should have introduced yesterday that our perek is zochet to have two Rashis. We have the Rashi here on top, and you see you have Rashi Ksav Yad down on the bottom. What is the difference between those two Rashis? The Rashi on top apparently was not written by Rashi, but was written by another very distinguished Rishon. How do we know this? If you go back to yesterday, Ayin Beis, Amid Beis, right before the on the bottom, right before the Rashi Ksav Yad, you have in Kleina Oisius, you have a line of type. It says miperik ve'ilu menoches ad perik shtei halechem ne'atak b'tksav yad kodshoy shel Rabbeinu B'tzal Ashkenazi Zatzal. You all know Rabbeinu B'tzal Ashkenazi was the Mechaber of the Shita Mekubetzes, and he wrote Al Gilyan Hashas Shaloi, he wrote on the margin of his Shas, Shenimsa B'Yerushalayim, V'zel L'Shoinai. This is what it says on the Gilyan of the Shas of Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. Ze HaPirush Asher Hu B'Tfus Miperek Ve'elim Anochas Ad Shtei Alechem, the one that we have on top, which is B'Tfus, which is printed in all the Gemaras, ain't a B'Yerush Rashi's out. That's not Rashi. V'hu Shal Parshan Acher. That's from another parsha, another Rishon. Bizeh, that we have down below, this is the real bona fide Loshen Rashi, Ksav Yad. So, whenever we refer to Rashi at the top, it's really not Rashi. Whenever we refer to Rashi down below, we will refer to it as Rashi, Ksav Yad, because it's the bona fide Rashi, as attested to by Rabbeinu Bezalel Ashkenazi. Okay. Okay, so that's the Baal Shita Mekubetzes. Getting back to our Gemara, but we still have to understand what is this drasha l'koyin kamincha v'loy li'ishim kamincha. So if you look at the top Rashi, fourth line from the top, v'loy li'ishim kamincha, says Rashi, le'inyin mizbeach ein shavin minchas choytish shel kehanim u'minchas choytish shel Yisrael. Really should be le'minchas choytish shel Yisrael. The two are not the same. Tishiyorei minchas choytish shel Yisrael ne'echodim. Oh, so in other words, we're saying, after you put your portion of the kmitza on the mizbeach, what happens now? Normally, if it would be a minchas choytish shel Yisrael, you'd say the shirayim goes to the kohanim. Here we don't say that. So therefore, what do we do with it? Rather, we go and put it on the mizbeach. So how is Rashi learning Pshat in Lakoyin Kamincha? Lakoyin Kamincha v'loy li'ishim Kamincha? What he's saying is, when do I say that the Minchas Choyte Shul Koyin has the same din like a Mincha of the Yisrael? That's only the Gabi the Kmitza din. However, the Gabi the Shirayim din, the Shirayim from the Ishim, after you put the Kmitza on the Mizbeach, what do you do with those Shirayim? Oh, I would think it's like koyin kamincha, like a minchas Yisrael. You eat those shirayim. No! When it comes to the portion of the mincha that you put on the mizbeach, the kmitza, the rest of the mincha is not like your typical minchas Yisrael. Here it's a minchas koyin. Since the minchas koyin is called tia. But I already put portion on the mizbeach. Mazel tov. Now put the rest on the mizbeach. Not only the kmitza, but also the shirayim. Anyway, bottom line is, we have now concluded this fairly lengthy brisa, and the purpose of bringing the brisa was to show you the mekoyer of Reb Shimon. How does he know that the minchas choytish shel koyin is kula nikmetzes and kula nisrafes? Not kula nikmetzes, and it's nikmetzes, the kula nisrafes. I know that it's nikmetzes because it says, not v'hois l'koyin kimin chosoy, v'hois l'koyin kimincha, means like your regular, normal mincha that you put a kmitza on the mizbeach. How do I know the whole thing is nisrafes? Because lakoyin kamincha v'loy li'ishim kamincha. The fate of the shirayim is not like the fate of your regular koyin, that after you put the kmitza on the ishim, the rest is now nechal. Here it's not that case. Rather, it has a status like koyin kamincha, like a minchas koyin, where now I'm going to put the shirayim also on the mizbeach.
And the sota of a koyin is a minchas kenos.
I would not be surprised if the Gemara is going to address it. Let's see, did we? There was Minchas Choyt, and we had Minchas Kenois in the. No, if you go back, do me a favor. Barry, look back at the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis.
I'm looking at it.
Okay, there's a list of 10. What go to the third line of the Mishnah? How does the line begin? Ah, what does Reb Shimon argue on? Minchas. So it would appear from our Mishnah that he agrees by the Minchas Kenois.
That was my question.
No, I understand. But the fact that he only refers to Minchas Choyte, L'choyre, it's only Choyte and not Minchas Kenois. Obviously tomorrow we may learn differently in the Gemara. But on the surface, he apparently agrees with the Minchas Kenois, like the Tanakh. Yes, Robert, you have a question? I'm sorry for interrupting. Just want to remind everybody that tonight in Yerushalayim there's going to be a special shir daf yomi on the phone, starting from 7:30 on daf mem beis. Mem beis was a daf when I was away. We don't have a tape or recording of it. We're going to tape that in Mi'achim tonight. If you want to attend, regular Zoom, 7:30 tonight. Okay, Robert, I'm sorry. Please continue with your question about Shlomo. Yes.
Can I change?
If I'm wrong, please tell me. Barry, yes, Robert, please. If he brought a Kavu Shlomim, and then what?
If he changes his mind, he wants to change it to an oil.
Right.
Can he?
He cannot.
So it comes out that a goy shlomim becomes kosher in Israel. How is it possible that a goy should have more kedusha than Israel?
Not that it has more kedusha. As soon as the goy says the word shlomim, we go and take the gematria of shlomim and we try to figure out that it's the same gematria as oila, even though of course it's not, and we say the word shlomim equals oila by a goy. He can go and stand. Remember, this is Rabbi Kiva and Ravuna. Rabbi Yosef Glili disagrees. But according to Rabbi Kiva and Ravuna, as soon as he says, Hare olai shlamim, it's as if he said, Hare olai oila. So it's not that it gets transformed subsequently. It was a shlamim, becomes an oila. It never gets kedusha shlamim, it becomes an oila automatically.
And it's kosher kashim just like a regular oil of a yid.
Just like a regular oil of a yid, and he has to go and bring the mis minchas nesachim just like a yid. No difference whatsoever. Okay. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Zag yibeng, zag gezuntat, zlocha, rabo, kol tov.